falls. It wasn't the prettiest of shots, but it still counts for 2 points. 17-7, 10-point lead for the Hatchets.
That was a big bucket. Now they got to dig in because they were really close to being blown out of here.
John Messing, top of the key, dribbles over to Timon Renaud, dribbles back to his right to Martin Messing. Going a little bit of a weave at the top of the key. Down to Mason Krug in the left corner. John Messing, left wing, being guarded by number 22. That would be John Brandle. Into the right block to Andrew Sutton, and it's tipped away by Klama. Here comes Jeff Wright and gets his pocket picked, and Time Renault's coming the other way. 2-on-2 over to Martin Messing, goes up for the layup, and it counts, and the foul. Martin Messing goal for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul goes against John Brandle. That's his second, and the team's sixth. At least one free throw the remainder of this first half for Bad Axe.
Hubley has three people in with two fouls each.
And Messing cannot get the foul shot to fall. It remains 19-7, Bad Axe by 12, the largest lead of the night.
Brandle, Klama, and Mike Check all have two.
And all on the court at the moment. Brandle goes up for the shot from the right block, and he is fouled. And that will send him to the line for two shots. This was the fifth team foul against Bad Axe and the first against Timon Renaud. John Brandle, scoreless on the night, attempting two free throws. First one up, and that didn't hit anything.
Foul shooting is not the forte for the Bearcats. For the season right now, they're at 42%, and that probably just went down.
Second free throw from Brandle. This one's nothing but net.
Oh, that's a good sign.
All or nothing for Brandle. 19-8. 11-point lead for the Hatchets with the ball at the right wing, over to the left wing to Morneau. Down to Mason Krug in the corner. Skip pass to the right wing to Martin Messing as it's a battle going on between Klama and Sutton. And meantime, Timon Renaud pops another three from the top, and this one falls.
There's a lot of action in the paint. There's people falling all over the place. They're playing tremendous defense, and all of a sudden, ding. Timon Renaud just says, that's enough of that.
14 points. And Jeffrey Wright goes with a jealousy shot, and this one falls. A three-point shot for Jeffrey Wright, and the Bearcats puts them in double digits. 22-11. Bad Axe leading. 5:50 left in the second.
That was a nice answer. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Martin Messing will get the inbound. John Messing will sit down. Checking in is Ryan Hileski. For the Hatchets, they have Martin Messing, Time Renaud with the ball, top of the key. Mason Krug at the high post, now the right wing with the ball. Ryan Hileski and Andrew Sutton on the baseline. To the left wing to Morneau, back over to Hileski. And this one is turned over as the double team works for the Bearcats. Brandle nearly out of control, dribbles back, gives it to Jeffrey Wright, goes down to the baseline, goes up for the shot, and he is rejected by Baumel of the backboard. Here comes Martin Messing over to Hileski. Jump stop, pulls up for the two, no good, goes over the rim, and now we have a whistle, and this will be an over-the-back call against the Hatchets. And we'll go against Andrew Sutton. That is his second, the only foul trouble for the Hatchets. That's the sixth team foul, both teams in single bonus. Substitution for Ubley, number 20, Anthony Sweeney. And he will give John Brandle a break. Jeffrey Wright bringing the ball up for the Bearcats. Trailing 22-11 to the hosting Bad Axe Hatchets. Jabreski, right wing, being guarded by Mason Krug. And they try and feed into Klama, and he hit the floor before the pass was there. Good defense by John Messing gives the ball back to the Hatchets.
Remember, Klama has two fouls right now. And Andrew Sutton just sat down because he's got two fouls. So this ought to be interesting. With one pivot out, another pivot comes in. I'm sure Gus Recker for Ubley says, don't touch anybody out there. Stay away from them.
Time Renaud gets the inbound across the timeline, left, right, across your radio for the Hatchets. And John Messing gets the give and go inside the paint, and we have a whistle on the floor. It is a foul against Ubley. That's a seventh team foul. And goes against number 10, Trevor Jabreski, his first. So we have a 1-1 situation for John Messing. Has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 2 points. Substitution coming in for the Bearcats, number 24, Dominic Rosenthal, will replace the two-fouled Aaron Klama. Out there for the Bearcats, we have Jeffrey Wright, your point guard. Number 20, Anthony Sweeney, he's a wing. Trevor Jabreski, the other wing. And Then you throw in Cole Mychek, who plays a small forward, and number 24, Dominic Rosenthal, sixth man center. Free throw from John Messing is no good. Bounces around, hits a few different players, and last touched by a Bearcat. Ugly ball underneath, Bearcat. Let's try it again. Bad Axe hatchet ball underneath throw on the hoop. Inbound to Time Morneau in the left corner. Back up to John Messing, left wing, being guarded by Drapesky. Back to Martin Messing. Morneau resets the offense top of the key. To the right wing to Messing, dribbles twice, feeds it back out to Morneau, left wing, up and three, and it's good. That is three straight threes, and a timeout called by the Bearcats. Guest record not pleased. He trails by 14, 25-11 on the WLAW Sports Network. Bad Axe leading 25-11, 4:43 left in the second quarter.
From your premier truck headquarters, Grav Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, boss, where did Santa go?
You just missed him.
But he didn't leave us anything.
Sure he did. Santa requested Chevy to put even more savings on our remaining 2015 light-duty trucks, and they delivered.
Save over $14,500 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2015 four-wheel drive double cab for only $243 a month. And all our remaining crew and double cabs are equipped with the All-Star Edition package.
And we have blowout savings on all remaining 2015 Chevy Impalas and Malibus. But you better hurry to get the best selection at the best price.
The holiday deals are still going on at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky. We wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Graf family. Friends.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Coming out of the timeout, Ubley trying to do a little bit of a Hail Mary, and it would turn it into a turnover as Bad Axe intercepted the pass at the three-point line of Ubley territory.
It worked in the fall, didn't it, Clark?
Something like that. Martin Messing instead gets it on the baseline, and he feeds it in on the layup, easy from the left side. Martin Messing with 6 points in the night. 27-11, 16-point lead for the Hatchets. Came into this game 4-0. Both competitions between these teams last year result in the regular season were a one-point victory and a two-point victory for the Hatchets. Seventh team foul against the Bearcats. That should be the eighth, in fact. No, that is the seventh. I did the wrong team there. And the first against, that is the seventh team foul against Bad Axe, Ryan Hileski, his first. At the line, shooting 1-1, Jeffrey Wright, he makes the first, and he'll get a bonus. Jeffrey Wright with 7 points, leading the Bearcats. 7 of the 12 points. Second free throw, this one. Brady gets it at the top of the key. Over to Time Morneau. Launches a three from the left wing. Same spot as the first three. And he has a fourth that goes down.
I'm going to run out of spots on my sheet to go ahead and keep tallying his.
Morneau with his fourth three of the night. Jeffrey Wright launches a three top of the key. No good. Rebound by Mychek. That one can't fall. Rebound by Martin Messing. Here come the Hatchets. Morneau with the right wing. Skip pass to John Messing. Left wing for the Drapesky gets double-teamed on the baseline, tries to go to the basket, and he is fouled and hits the ground.
Three guys, take your pick.
And Mike Delpierre will have his choosing, and will go against Bad Axe's number 22, Clark Brady, his first, and team's eighth will send Drapesky to the line for 1-1. Klama and Brandle check back in for Ubley. As Jeffrey Wright takes a breather. As does number 42, Mychek.
Trevor Drapesky, he shot 44% last year. Missed this one.
And it appears that Aaron Klama just picked up his third foul on the over the back.
He's not supposed to do that.
Hate when that happens.
Yes.
So we will walk the distance to the floor, and then it will be the ninth team foul against, the eighth team foul against Ubley.
Now he gets to be good friends with Coach Recker.